Just have your book that you still use to preach at home.
Good morning, sir. Could you please state your name and your ADC number for us for the record?
Corey Thompson, 030274.
Okay, Mr. Thompson, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are going to be conducting your parole hearing today. To my far right is the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse. To my immediate right is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chair. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'll be acting as your panel chair this morning. And to my left is the Honorable David Neal, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency today, sir, for a parole hearing for an absolute discharge, for a regular parole, or home arrest. You are currently incarcerated and serving 12-year sentence for narcotic drug violation, a 15-year sentence for kidnapping, and a 15-year sentence for aggravated assault, sir. All of those sentences are running concurrent to each other. You became parole eligible on March 6th of 2016, sir. You do have an SED date on January 6th of 22, sir. I am looking at your inmate progress report, sir. As it said that if you were released, you're planning on being released to your sister, Linda Robertson. Your sister live at your sister's house. She will be able to assist you with the process of applying for disability benefits, VA access, and SSI. Linda would also be able to assist you with reaching any apartments and driving you to wherever you need to be, sir. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
So it says that you have not had any disciplinary actions in the last 5 years?
Right.
Okay. So it also states that you have had some classes that you've taken while you've been incarcerated, sir. That says right now you are currently enrolled in, well, you completed that class, the SMART class, the reentry class.
Yeah.
That you completed that.
Yeah.
This year, sir. But prior to this year, the only class I saw, the last class I saw prior to that was a pretext beginning class that was in December of 2013 that you actually took. Have you had any other classes or anything during that period of time, sir?
I took AA too.
You took AA?
Yeah.
Okay, are you still going to the AA classes, sir?
No, I went about a year.
So it also shows that you had several hearings before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. It shows that you actually, in November of 1992, sir, you were granted home arrest, and then you were revoked in June of 1993, your home arrest was revoked, sir. What happened with when you were on home arrest, and why did you get revoked?
You know, sir, I cannot remember. I have that hearing. I mean, not hearing, but I can't remember stuff to it.
Well, I saw in the report that said that you had got hit in the head and that it has involved your memory, but do you recall that you were released from prison at one point on home arrest, sir, and on a monitor system?
Yeah.
Okay, and then you were rearrested and sent back to prison. Why were you rearrested and sent back to prison? What happened?
I don't know. I can't remember.
You can't remember?
No.
Okay. So, sir, according to the court documents that we have here in the pre-sentence report, you actually were involved in a sexual assault in November of 6th, 1990, where the victim was sexually assaulted by an unknown male who broke into her apartment during the early morning hours, in her bedroom, got into the bed with her, held a knife to her throat, and hit her in the ribs when she resisted. The assailant then forced the victim to shower at knife point, and then you left. This was in 1990. And then in 2004, they submitted some evidence, and the DNA match came back that matched you in that sexual assault, sir. Do you recall that?
That's what they said.
And you went to court and pled, took a plea agreement on that?
Yes.
Okay, so, sir, you were actually out of prison when you got arrested, and you were arrested in 2006, and at the time that you were arrested, you were working on a job, a construction job in Higley, Arizona. Do you recall that, sir?
Yes.
Okay, and at the time that you were arrested, when the police searched you, you had the black tar heroin and crystal methamphetamine was found tucked in a pack of cigarettes that was in your pocket. And you had three hypodermic needles that were found in a pack of tobacco that was found in your pocket. Additionally, a black pellet gun was found in your belt under your shirt. Sir, are you still using drugs?
Oh, not no more.
When's the last time
you had? I can't.
You can't? When's the last time you had any drugs, sir?
Last time was then.
Was then? So what is your current physical condition now, sir? Are you on SSI?
I'm planning on doing all of that when I get out.
Okay, so what's your current physical condition right now? I know that you, according to the CO3, you're on a walker. So what's your physical condition at this time, sir?
My physical condition is I need help at times, and I got to help see, and, you know, I can't take care of myself half the time, so that's why I want to stay with my sister. Mm-hmm.
So, sir, are you able to, when you say you can't help yourself, what does that mean? What do you mean by that? Are you able to get around by yourself? Are you able to go to the restroom, or you need help, or what is it?
Well, I can go to the restroom, but I can't stay on my feet a long period of time, and my back, I got a bad back, and it's affecting my left side. My left side goes out at times. So,
sir, if you were, you have been, you know, in and out of prison. You've been to prison eight times, and out of those eight times, you know, you've been convicted of felonies. You either went to prison or placed on parole, and every time that you were on a probation or parole, sir, you wind up getting revoked. Is there a reason why you can't follow those directions or do as you're supposed to do when you're on parole or probation?
You know, a lot of the times I was stupid, you know. But I got older, I'm 59 years old, and I can't do this no more, you know. I'm done with it.
Okay. So, sir, in the thing it says that you would stay with your sister was happy, but is there a reason why your sister didn't come speak on your behalf, or there's no letter or anything in it from your sister?
They gave me 3 weeks, and it's hard to get in touch with them. You know, I wrote them a letter, but I guess they couldn't make it or something, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, sir, it's kind of important that you say that your sister would take care of you, but there's nothing in the file to indicate that your sister's agreeable to that, or that's something that your sister wants to do.
It's agreeable.
So how long have you been incarcerated, sir? I couldn't really figure out the time period or how much time you've been incarcerated.
A little bit over 10.
A little bit over 10 years, sir?
Yeah.
How much time, because you've been in and out of prison, how much time have you actually served totally in prison, you know?
Too much. there over 30 years, over 35, or I don't know, I can't remember.
So you spent more than half your life in prison?
Yeah.
Most of your adult life in prison?
That's what I'm done with.
So
I can't do this no more. You know, my health is like going downhill and I can't do it.
So you say you went to AA for about a year, but part of your biggest problem is that you were real heavily in drugs with meth, heroin. You was doing all kinds of drugs, tar.
Yeah, I was.
And so what brought about the change of you doing drugs, sir? Stop you.
I'm done. You know, I can't do it no more.
My health
won't let me do it. You know, because the doctor already told me that I can't be messing with no drugs or alcohol or anything.
Man, why did the doctor tell you that?
Because I got hep C.
Uh-huh. And as a result of hep C, that you can't use any drugs or drink?
Yeah.
And what did the doctor tell you happened if you do any of that?
I had to kill myself.
So are you on a medical facility there?
I'm in yes. I'm in medical yard.
Okay. So I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions.
May I just ask Mr. Olivera a question? I know, I'm just using your experience. I know that you don't participate in parole hearings. I just want to make sure that I understand this correct. The ERC date, is that an exact date if nothing goes wrong within the institution itself?
That is correct, sir.
So although we show different SED dates, but the one that we would make a decision on would be based on ERCD/SED. I just want to make sure that I'm correct on this. I think I am, but I just want to make sure.
That is correct, because the offender was parole certified on July 5th of 2017, mm-hmm. So he can be released anytime between now and his earned release date, which is February 21st of 2018.
Okay, just want to make sure. Thank you so much, sir.
Okay, sir. I don't see the board have any additional questions, sir. I want to give you an opportunity, Mr. Thompson, to see if there's anything else you'd like to present to the board.
No.
Okay. Mr. Thompson, the board is going to go into discussion. So while the board is in discussion, I'm going to ask you to stay on the phone but remain silent while the board is in discussion. We'll make a determination whether to grant or deny your parole at this time, and then we'll get back to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. May it sound as though we're talking to you, but we're only going to be talking amongst ourselves. It's apparent that Mr. Thompson is having some medical problems and struggling while he's still incarcerated. He hasn't had any issues in the last 5 years. I guess he does have an early release credit date in 2018. I have some concerns about his medical condition and his safety, although he says that his sister would be responsible for taking care of him, getting him around to his apartments where he needs to go, helping with his SSI, his disability, with access, those things that he may need. However, there's no letter or no communication from his sister that she would be willing to do that, so that concerns me about releasing him. And if he's released and he's released out on home arrest and there's no assistance for him, I think he's just going to wind up with the bag. So for those reasons, I'm just not very supportive of releasing him on home arrest at this time without a place to go, no financing that he actually has that would take up the 2 months that he actually has to have. So. But I'm willing to listen to the rest of the board. Mr. Ennis?
Mr. Johnson, I agree with you. I would be very concerned that he would end up homeless, and, you know, that would be the worst thing that could happen to him. Given his medical condition, I don't think he'll be committing any more crimes.
No.
But just for his own safety and his own well-being, unless we know that he's got a place to go, I don't think it's very responsible of us to let him go.
Mr. Nell, do you have something?
No, I agree with you.
Dr. Ryan?
I'm kind of on the fence on this, and I'll tell you the reason why is, and that's the reason I asked Mr. Oliveira the question I asked him. I just want to make sure that I understood this as I thought I did, and he's confirmed it, that he's going to be out, unless something goes wrong, and we know that something can always go wrong, he's going to be out in February. And the reason that I'm on the fence with him is on February, he's going to basically be out. I don't know whether he has any probation, supervised probation or not, but if he does not have any probation or anything, he's going to be out after being in for 10 years, and I'm just surmising here, and he won't be under any supervision, and he's just going to, he thinks he can go with his sister, which maybe he can, maybe he cannot, and I'm just thinking that he needs to be out and get some supervision before he gets out of prison. That's just my thought. And I don't know why I'm thinking that way, because under ordinary circumstances, I would not think that way. But he's going to be out in, what, less than 4 months, about 4 months, he's going to be out. And once he's out, he's out. And I'm just thinking that it might be, we might want to consider, and I'm not suggesting this yet, that we might want to consider putting him out so he would be under a... under parole officer, be a part of the Department of Corrections during those next 4 months or whatever that time frame is. That's just something I just want to throw out.
Okay, so his sentence arrangement was kind of confusing to me, because he actually committed the crime and was out and then got arrested.
Right.
When he got arrested, he was charged with another crime, but for some reason, if I read it right, I thought that part of his plea agreement was that he had a 5-year probation sentence to do once he was released, but I'm not sure. Mr. Oliveira, are you able to check that?
I'm going to send an email to Time Comp to verify his time, if that he would have to do with us as well.
Okay, and because I'm not sure that he would, I wrote a little note on here that he has a 5-year prison sentence after his release, but I'll tell you, I went through this packing back and forth trying to really get a good feel for it, because he...
It's tricky.
Mr. Chairman, that's the reason I was asking Mr. Oliveira. I didn't want to put him on the spot, but I was a little confused too.
Yeah.
So that's the reason I want to make sure that once he gets out in March, I mean February, that he has something, that he would be under the jurisdiction of Department of Corrections.
And the parole officer could help him and support and help him get connected up with community resources. That's a very good point.
Just want to make sure that we are.
But if his sister, he's going to be released on his own. If his sister doesn't come through for him, he doesn't have the finances, the DOC won't release him.
Right. Because he has to have the 2 months of
resources.
Yeah. Right.
That's the other challenge. While we're waiting, Mr. Chairman, may I ask Mr. Thompson a question?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Thompson, have you taken any reentry type programs that have prepared you to, when you come out, to, I know you talked about living with your sister, but have you taken any programs?
I'm in class right now.
Okay. And so, where are you? At the beginning of the class or towards the end of the class, sir?
Almost in the middle.
Okay. So as far as you're concerned, if this board lets you out, or if you get out on your ERC date, that as far as you're concerned, you would reside with your sister, And then you would what, apply for social security?
Whatever I can apply for.
Okay.
Because I need it, because I can't really work.
Okay. And you are 59 years of age. Were you in the military at all, sir?
No.
Okay, so you were not in the military.
No.
Okay. Okay, so when you get out, you're going to basically be dependent upon your sister. Now, when the last time you had contact with you? I think you say you wrote your sister, but when the last time you actually had contact
with her? Yeah, me and my sister write all the time.
Okay.
So, they send me money, and so my mom is out here, and so she moved from Texas down here to wait till I get out, so everything will be okay.
So your mother lives in, now she lives in Arizona as well?
Yeah. I got family here.
Okay,
so
you have family. Yeah. You know, one of my concerns, you know, and I don't want to take back what I've just said, one of my concerns is that, and I know you indicated that the letter went out about 2 weeks ago, and sometimes they get them, sometimes they don't, but we don't have anybody here supporting you, your family, to say that they would be helpful to you once you're out. I know you told us that, and I believe that you're telling the truth, sir, but we just don't have anybody.
No, I would lie to you.
I know you would.
I would lie to you.
We just like to be able to confirm it with someone, you know, that because I guess what I'm trying to say, sir, is once you get out, whether we let you out now, you get out at your ERC date, we want you to be successful. We don't want to see you again, and we just have some concern about you being successful
when
you're out, sir. Okay, well, that's all. Thank you so much, Mr. Thompson. Thank you,
Thank
Mr.
you.
Thompson.
So I'm looking back at this, I think Tom said that. It looks like he may have.
Where's he going?
Sir, oh!
Where'd he go?
Yeah, I think he was done.
Just for the record, the inmate left
the holding room.
Hearing area.
So we'll wait on the CO3 to come back, and we have him bring him back in. And then it looks like on his charges, look like he had a attempt sexual assault. He had a sexual assault that was pled.
Sir,
could you put the CO3 back on the phone, please?
Excuse me?
Could you put the CO3 back on the phone, please?
Yes, sir. CO3, Victoria, sir, I'm in.
Sir, could you have Mr. Thompson come back? I think he thought we were done, but we weren't. So if you could have him come back for us, we'd appreciate it so we can conclude it. We were just waiting on some more information.
Sure. I'll get him ready. Stand by, please.
Okay. So it looks like that he had the sexual assault charge that he had was reduced, pled to an attempt sexual assault, and he got 5 years probation to be done after he completed his other sentence.
We got Thompson coming back in. Sorry, he thought you guys were done with him.
Yeah. That's what we thought. He just wasn't that he was having a problem, but we were talking, and then I think he just misunderstood and left out.
Okay. All right, he's coming in right now.
Okay. So it looks like the attempt sexual assault was reduced to attempt sexual assault, and then he was given a 5-year probation on that one, and then he was given the sentence with the kidnapping and the aggravated assault, and then he had the drug charge, and that's what he's serving time for. But Mr. Thompson, sir?
Yeah.
We weren't finished. Yeah. We're still trying to go.
I'm sorry about that.
That's no problem. Sir, do you remember when you were sentenced to prison that, do you have 5 years of probation to do after you're released from prison?
Yeah.
Mr. Oliveira?
I still haven't received any emails back, but according to our aims, it appears that his supervision end date would be on October 21st of 2019.
Mm-hmm. What are you coming up with that one, sir? We don't show that. I know you're more up to date than we are, I'm just saying.
Well, it's in Ames, and it's right here, community supervision end date.
Yeah, we do show that.
So that would be another about 2 years.
Yeah. That's the confusing part of this whole thing, yeah.
Yeah, so how can you have the ERCD before the supervision end date, but...
Where's the supervision end date?
It's up in the upper right corner on the Ames print. The CSED, community supervision end date.
Okay, all right. That's on the...
On the Ames printout. So that would be good, I mean, that's 2 years.
Yeah, that would give some time, but I don't know how we... They just got us a little confused on that. May I ask this, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Mr. Thompson, what you're gonna say to me now, it won't make a difference one way or the other, but when you came before this board this morning, when did you expect, if this board did not release you, when did you expect to get out, sir?
Whenever you guys released me, I guess.
So you didn't have a date, they had not given you a date that you would get out in 18?
They haven't gave me no date. I signed papers to come to the board.
Okay, sir. That's very helpful. Thank you so much. Please stay on the phone. Don't leave this time. Okay. Thank you, sir.
So he has a 2018 date. Dr. Wright, I do understand, because I'm going to try to make sure that he gets some help. That's,
yeah.
That's the concern, that just to not put him out there homeless, where he's not even, you know, he's not even able to get around, where he says he's not able to stand for long, and he's actually on a walker. So, but they would, I guess they could put him in a halfway house, but I don't know how much attention he could get, and he's on a medical ward right now.
But now that, sir, I'm going to withdraw what I said. I'm going to assume that Mr. Oliveri is correct, that we got this 2019 date, which I had overlooked myself. I have to admit, I was looking at that he was going to be out February of 2018, and that's a big difference between the time, and that's the reason that. So if he's all the way out to 2019, then that gives him some time to get his act together and for his sister and everybody else to be ready for him when he comes out. And we both have the same concern that he's being successful when he comes out. Right. Sir.
So if we would hear him again in 6 months. That would give him 6 months to get everything arranged and finish his reentry class.
And give his sister time enough to come before this board and say that, yes, we're ready for him and that we have 2 months of resources or whatever that's needed.
Right.
Okay, Mr. Thompson, do you understand what we've been discussing?
Yeah.
Okay, you do understand. Can you explain to me what our concern is?
You don't want to believe me?
Do you understand why?
Medical problems.
And is that your understanding?
But my sister will take care of me, though. I know this.
Okay, so Mr. Thompson, we believe you when you say your sister would take care of you, but we don't have any information on your sister down here, or we can call your sister up on the phone. Does your sister have a phone?
No, she don't. She just, I got an address.
So, Mr. Thompson, our issue is that we're concerned about your welfare and your medical condition, and having someone to take care of you, although you say your sister would do it, but we were just trying to figure out how to get some verification from your sister. That's the reason why we're talking about denying your parole at this time, sir, but if we deny it and you come back in 6 months, do you think you'd have the opportunity to have your sister write a letter and come down here to your hearing?
Why do I have to send a letter?
Your sister, something to verify that your sister would take care of you, sir.
Yeah, do I send, I would have sent it to you, or?
Well, he's, work with your CO3, they will get the information and address for you to actually do it, but, you know, that would help, sir. It's kind of unusual that we would be having this kind of discussion that you referenced this, sir, but that's a concern that we have, and we're more concerned about your safety and your welfare, sir.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm talking about? I'm trying to get you to repeat it so I know that when we finish, you have an understanding of what we're talking about, sir. Do you understand what, can you explain to me what the concern that this board is having?
Yeah.
Okay, explain it to me.
That you don't want to release me out there in my health, and I don't know. That's okay.
So I'm concerned that it would wind right back up to this situation in 6 months.
Maybe, and I'm just suggesting this, and this may not work, but maybe on our behalf, if maybe perhaps Mr. Oliveri could alert the CO3 that we need some confirmation from his family once he is released, and then at least we'll have a record of it so that they could respond to. If Mr. Oliveri would be willing to do that,
absolutely,
we would certainly appreciate
the CO3's name?
It provided the board votes that way.
I don't.
What is the information?
I don't think we have the CO3's name. Let's see. Oh, wait, who filled out this? We have a.
What if we talk to the CO3 there?
We have a Suarez, G. Suarez, Suarez.
Yeah, he's here now.
Is that your CO3, Mr. Thompson?
No, he's not my CO3. He's the one that takes care of the floorboards.
Oh, okay. But he might be able to tell us who. It's a Suarez, just a first initial G. And he could tell us who, I think.
I think after we vote, we ask him to come in on the phone, Mr. Swartman.
Do you want me to get him?
No, I think we'll wait until after the board has made its determination, sir.
It will be on the...
Okay, based on the information and the discussion that we've had, and discussing with Mr. Thompson, as well as the discussion that we had amongst ourselves, I am going to... make a motion to deny Mr. Thompson his parole at this time, and I'm going to state the reason for this is I'm just going to embark poor and no release plan and no family and community support system.
Sure.
And those are, unless the board has some additional reasons to add in there, I'm going to just mark those two reasons for it, and that will be my motion at this time.
Second. Agree.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. Thompson? Mr. Thompson?
Yeah.
Okay, so the board has voted to deny your community, your parole, parole, absolute discharge, or regular parole at this time. However, sir, you will be eligible to come back before this board in 6 months. And I hope that you heard the discussion that this board has had, sir, referenced the concern over your safety and welfare. The reasons for your denial, sir, are just a poor and no release plan and no family and community support system. There's just nothing in the record other than what you stated in your release plan. To suggest that. So we hope that you're able to have your sister, or you say your mom moved out here just to wait for you to get out to take care of you, sir, that we have some information in there from them, okay? And could you, thank you for participating in your hearing, Mr. Thompson. Please put the CO3 back on the phone for us, please.
Okay.
Okay.
Gosh, this is a tough one. Has the hearings concluded?
So we have to get it down to the CLT. Sir, we are concluded with Mr. Thompson. However, we're not sure if he really understood what we were trying to tell him, the information that we were giving him. There is some concern that we have about his medical condition and him being released out. And he says that he has a sister and his mother moved out here. However, there's no information in the file to indicate or support his statement in there. So we asked him to work with the CO3 to get the information from his sister and his mother. Could you possibly pass that information on so that when he has his next hearing that they could be aware, write a letter, come down and be before the board?
Okay, so we need to make sure we get with his sister and mother to confirm their ability to support him when he gets out, right?
Yes, sir. You summed it up.
Okay.
I took 2 minutes and you took 30 seconds.
He's done this before.
Yes, sir. That's pretty much. We denied his parole at this time. But the reason we denied it was just poor, no release plan, and no family and community support, sir.
All right. So I'll when I get back to you, I'll be able to try to get with the CO3 and see what they can do about it.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
All right.
We'll be ready.
All right. I'm ready to get this.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Ready.